Tēnā koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour MP based in Papakura. Well, today we've got an interesting character on Well with Anahila today. We've got the principal of Papakura High School, John Ross. And as you know, John Ross comes from after serving 10 years as the principal at Aranui High School in Christchurch. And he has accepted the challenge to come to South Auckland and be the school principal of Papakura High School. And I'll get John to introduce himself before we get on with the talanoa today. Welcome, John. Welcome to Well with Anahila. What we do is we ask people to introduce themselves. We have a conversation about your school and the kids and everything that's happening there. And one of the last questions is we ask you, what do you do to stay well? How do you keep well? Yeah. Okay, John, welcome.
Thank you very much, Anahila. Kia ora, maloe lele. It's lovely to be here and lovely to have a chance to have this conversation. As Anahila has already said, I do hail from the south and I have been absolutely blessed to have 5 years as principal of the most amazing school in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Oh, 5 years already.
This is my fifth year, counting it as 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, welcome, John. Yes, I agree with you too because I've been around and met the students. So one of my questions today, our conversation today would be about how you managed COVID-19, 5-6 weeks of lockdown. Well, 6 because the kids didn't go back. Could you tell us how did that go for Papakura High School?
That was, like for all schools, quite a significant challenge. Mm. The first one was to make sure that our kids were all okay and making sure that as we went into the lockdown process that we had done all the preparations that we possibly could to make sure that we could support them in their learning, in particular during this really challenging time. Mm. And so just as we went into lockdown, we made sure that we had made a lot of learning resources available for our young people. We had quite a few who availed themselves of that support. And then we also spent quite a lot of time making sure that we had digital devices that the school owned available. And so during the Level 4 lockdown time, we were able to have some of those devices distributed along with all the supports that the ministry put in place. But for us, it wasn't just a matter of trying to support young people with their learning, but we also had our quite extensive pastoral team in place who were also keeping in touch with a lot of students. So in the background, while a lot of the focus was on teaching and learning and digital learning, we were doing a lot of work keeping in touch with our young people and making sure that they were okay and safe.
Okay, so with the digital, that's two parts of that conversation there. That was quite a lot. So you spoke about digitally supporting the students, and then you spoke about pastoral care. So digitally, so we had Minister Chris Hipkins announce how all the schools will get resources. People were asking me, well, what does that look like? When do we get it? Our kids haven't got laptops or iPads. When do we get it? And what I had advised them was to contact their school. So if you could share what that looked like for your school.
So what that looked like for us was not only, as I've already alluded to, the fact that we had our own devices that we had distributed.
So you had own devices?
We had devices that we were able to distribute via couriers. Mm. And then we participated in the ministry's big rollout of devices. That was a massive exercise. It took a lot of time for us just to ascertain throughout our Papakura community which families had devices, which had access to the internet, because obviously without internet, having the devices wasn't really going to be that useful. The Ministry of Education engaged in a massive exercise to get support from all our schools to try to get information that was accurate as possible. And as a result of that, we had senior students receive devices. The Ministry of Education, Minister Hipkins, identified that the top priority would be for senior students doing the NCA.
Oh, yes.
So that was our biggest concern, was to make sure that students who were doing NCA got devices. The process, because it was such a massive exercise done at such speed, did get a little muddled. I'm not in any way criticising the ministry for that. It was a huge exercise.
I've had feedback that that's the fastest the ministry has moved.
I feel very sorry for ministry staff. They were working incredible hours, 7 days a week, trying to put this whole plan in place. So we did get devices that didn't belong to us. We got some devices where the names had got scrambled. But out of all of that, we were incredibly supportive, because the ministry bent over backwards to try to provide devices for our students.
That's good to hear. What did the kids say about that?
I think that families were very appreciative of that support. There were families, of course, that just took for granted that sort of support would be in place. We would, in hindsight, if the situation happened again, we would, I'm certain, we would try to make sure that our students had the devices from year nine, because we're part of a program with Ko Tui Tui Ki Papakura. So that's part of the Manaia Kalani outreach, where when students enroll in year nine, we work with their families to get a lease arrangement for a device. And I think that in hindsight, it would have been good if we had just been a little bit more persistent with our efforts to get our whānau to sign up for those. Because if they had, we would have had more students who could have been engaged with their learning, or better engaged with their learning. But things being as they were, given the fact that this whole situation came about so rapidly,
it did.
We feel very proud as a school of our efforts to make sure that our young people did have the wherewithal to be able to carry on with their learning. And we're very pleased with the way that many, many of them responded to that.
Oh, that's great, John. Pastoral care. So you've had staff providing pastoral care in the background.
We have. Pastoral care has been a very big part of this. And from my own experience of being a principal during the Canterbury earthquake, I was acutely aware that some of our young people, when faced with the uncertainties and the risks associated with the COVID virus, would have quite a heightened degree of anxiety, and that anxiety would also get in the way of them functioning well and also engaging in learning. So we have a great pastoral team at Papakura High School. We have two full-time nurses, and that's once again a very big debt to the Ko Tui Tui Trust, who provide that funding. So we have our guidance counsellor, our social worker, we have our engagement worker, and we also have a youth worker. Our youth worker had just started in this new job the day before lockdown, so for him it was quite a challenge, but he rose to the challenge there, and he was, you know, on the phone, and all that whole team, they were on the phone the whole lockdown, checking in with kids, asking the question, are you okay? And that are you okay question is an incredibly important one, because I know that sense of anxiety can become a really, really significant factor in terms of young people's mental health and their well-being during a stressful and difficult time like the lockdown.
Yeah, so how are the kids?
I think our kids, they are robust, they're resilient, they've picked up that challenge. I'm seeing today there's been quite a lot of publicity about schools not knowing where some of their students are. We are week by week seeing an increasing number of our students returning to school, and we're very, very happy about that. And I think that one of the points that I have heard, and I know for a fact, is that many of our young people have a heightened sense of you could call it gratitude for school. Maybe a better word to use would be appreciation. I think that they really appreciate what their teachers are doing for them. They appreciate the fact that school is a really safe place for them to be. It's certainly A relief for them to be away from just being at home all day.
Oh, definitely.
And I just recall the first day of school when our year nines and tens came in, how absolutely happy they were to see their teachers again, to see everybody again, to see each other again.
Yeah.
And we were trying very hard to restrain them from, you know, their normal hugging and kissing each other.
Yeah,
because
how was that?
That was very, very challenging because our students are very affectionate and physically demonstrative, and telling them to maintain that meter distance, that was quite a challenge. And I know that one of our students came up and just gave me this huge hug, and I said, "Oh, hey, you know, we're not supposed to do this." And he said, "But I haven't seen you for so long." And it was just the natural, it was just what comes naturally to our kids. And what can you do about that? That's just how it is.
Yeah, I've experienced the same thing. I've got a 14-year-old who's still struggling to go to school. But what I can say is that today, the Director General of Health has announced we've got zero new cases.
Which is fantastic.
And everyone has recovered. So probably from a school principal's point of view, how the information that you received from the ministry, how was it helpful in any way?
Oh, that was like the Secretary, Iona Halsted, she sent out a bulletin almost every day that had all the information that schools needed to function. It was a lot of helpful information. There was a lot of information that came from associated areas, especially health. And the flow of information from the ministry was exceptional, I have to say. We were very, very pleased with that. And not only from, you know, from central sources, but also from our local Auckland office. We received a lot of information and support. We constantly had phone calls to make sure everything was okay. If there were problems that needed to be ironed out, we had people in touch with us all the time. So there was never any problem.
So you received
The communication was excellent, Anahela. I must say ministry really deserves some accolades for the huge amount of work that happened during the lockdown period.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. So as a parent, as I said, I've got a 14-year-old sometimes struggling to return to school as per normal.
Yes.
So as a parent, I'm worried about how she's going to catch up on any learning that she missed out, because I know that probably happened. Yes. So, yeah, is that... Do you have a plan?
Yes, we have a plan for that too. So we're going to have the school open right through the holiday break and the next one, the September-October break.
So school holidays, the school
So during
open.
The school holidays, we're employing extra staff to make sure that our young people who need time to catch up or who would prefer not to be at home all the time as they have been on the lockdown, so that there's a place for them that is a nice, warm, safe, quiet place. So during the day, school will be open for them. There will be staff there to support them and to help them, and so that will be right through both of the next holiday periods, so that there's a chance for young people to catch up with their work.
Oh, that's good. And the teachers are okay with that?
The teachers are okay with that. Yes, they are.
Because they're usually on holiday.
So most of our teachers will be on holiday. And I have also said to them, whatever you do, make sure you do get away and have a break.
Okay.
But we're employing extra staff, teacher aides, and university students. We're looking at those as well, so that we've got a team who are there to support our young people. Mm. And some of our students haven't had a home environment which is necessarily the most conducive to study, simply because there are too many people in the house, or it might be a bit too noisy, or other distractions, or younger brothers and sisters. So this will give them an opportunity to be able to work without all those distractions and interruptions.
Oh, thank you, John. That tells me a lot. Well, it tells us a lot. That means you know about your students.
That's
you
very
know what
important.
Their needs are,
that's
and so you're providing an opportunity for them to learn. So that goes to your leadership. So thank you for that. So You've mentioned Kotuhituhiki Trust Ki Papakura. Most people who are listening probably don't know what that organisation does, but maybe if you could, we've had Kotuhituhi before.
Yes.
We had Jan Piana on the radio to talk about it, but it has been a while because it was last year. Maybe you could share what the Kotuhituhi Ki Papakura does.
So Kotuhituhi Ki Papakura has got three strands. It's got a health strand, a home strand, and an education strand. The home strand does a lot of work around helping to create warmer homes, and that's an awesome amount of work where whānau have been trained to assist people to get curtains into their homes, to put extra layers of bubble wrap inside their windows to keep the winter cold away. The health strand is a massive exercise because that involves the funding for a lot of positions in our, we have six Kotuhituhi schools in Papakura, and that funding in our particular situation provides the funding for two full-time registered nurses and a youth worker who has a particular health focus as part of his role. So we have been absolutely blessed. Kotuhituhi Ki Papakura is the most amazing organisation. And the third strand, which is the education strand, is part of the trust sourcing affordable Chromebooks for our young people to be able to lease. And so the trust makes it possible for young people when they come in at year nine for their families to be able to lease a Chromebook. It's $3 a week. So that's an affordable amount of money, and over the course of 3 years, that Chromebook is paid off. Of course, people can pay more if they want
to. But $3,
if they've got three children spread over our school and one of our local primary schools, it makes it affordable, and it means that they have that really important tool available for them for their learning. And so the Kotuhituhi Ki Papakura Trust does an amazing job in helping support the students who come through our school to be able to access a device. And
that's great.
It is great.
Did that help out with, you know, you spoke before about your head devices?
That helped enormously. Yeah. So we did have a good number of our year nines and obviously year tens and above. We did have devices. I just don't think that we had the kind of uptake of the devices this year that I would have liked to have seen. The ideal, of course, is to have 100% of the students having the devices.
Yeah, if you don't have it these days, you're
We offer six Chromebook scholarships every year to the students at the intermediate and our primary school. So we always try to promote the trust and promote students using their Chromebooks by offering scholarships, and the trust itself offers scholarships as well. And we try to make a big deal out of that because once our young people have got that Chromebook, it is a really important tool to promote and assist them with their learning. So it's a biggie for us, and the trust is a very important part of our school life.
Thank you, John. So what's the parents saying? What feedback are you getting from the parents?
We're getting a lot of very appreciative comments from our parents. They can see that we have been working really hard to support the young people. One of the things we're doing at the moment, which was something I felt was very important when our students came back to school, for instance, was I felt a real concern about our young people being hungry.
That
was the next question. So
Tell us about the hot meals.
So we have set up a most amazing program. It's called Kura Kai. And it's partly school funded and partly through donations. Our young people are getting a big cup of hot soup every day, but it's sort of expanded from there. Today it was, I think it was chili con carne. Some days it'd been lasagna. What we're doing is we've got the most wonderful team of whānau volunteers, And we operate under very strict guidance from our hospitality trained team.
Okay, let's go to the beginning. When did Kurakai start?
Kurakai started a few days after our juniors came back to school. So a week after school started, I said, hey, look, we really should be doing something to support our young people, because a lot of them are coming into school and I know that they are going to be hungry. And so one of the great things about Papakura is that if you have an idea about something, other people will pick it up and do the support work. And that's really what happened. We had lots of whānau who said, yes, we will come and help with that. It's been a massive exercise because, as you can imagine, our school role has grown quite a lot. So we've got a lot of kids at school.
So when you started, what was the role?
It was in the mid-500s.
Yeah, so 5 years ago it was
And now it's just a little bit shy of 800, which we're pleased about. So the soup that these that this team is making is not just like magisuka soup out of a packet.
It's homemade soup,
and it's got chicken in it, or it's pumpkin soup that's freshly made. And it's a big exercise, and we've got our year 9 and 10 hospitality classes. All our year 9 students do a food technology module. And they are being kept busy. They're also learning that this isn't just a handout, but they're all involved in helping to produce, once again, under very careful supervision to make sure that they're observing all the hygiene conditions at level 2. Hopefully level 1 today, maybe.
We're talking now at, what time? We're recording this. This would be aired at 5 o'clock, but now it's 2:30. So there's half an hour before the Prime Minister makes an announcement.
So I've been down and I've watched the kids, and they're all wearing their gloves, and they're being carefully supervised, chopping carrots and peeling onions. And we've had staff there, and of course this Kurakai idea, which I suggested was just, let's make sure that our kids get soup in a bread roll, has become something really special, and the kids are just absolutely loving it. And as you can imagine, one of our parents said to me she couldn't believe when her kids came home from school that they weren't ravenous and hungry, but that they'd had a really very, very hearty lunch at school, or it's actually not at lunchtime, it's at morning tea time, but
morning
that's just after 11, so it's almost lunchtime. So every day something is on offer for them, because if the kids are well fed and they're happy at school, then once again they're in a much better frame of mind to engage in learning.
When do they start cooking?
First thing in the morning. Early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then the clean up is after morning tea, and we have 20 crock pots, and the crock pots are kind of mobile. They get around the school, and then the soup is distributed to the kids. The kids don't have to come to the kai.
The kai goes to the kids.
That's a bit of an exercise in itself as well. But I think that it's about our school value of manaakitanga, and for our kids who are back at school, we want to encourage them. We want to also appreciate the fact that they're now back at school, to give them a bit of reassurance. And it's also quite a lot of fun. For the people who are involved in this, yes, it's hard work, but the kids are engaged, and they're learning not just about, you know, how to chop onions, but they're learning some of the maths about, so what kind of quantities do they have to produce to be able to feed the number of students who are here at school. So that's a really good thing too. So there's lots of applications from helping to
I think they'll learn more maths that way than in the classroom.
They're learning some maths, but they're also learning important life skills. And soup just doesn't come out of a tin or out of a packet.
Yeah.
But that is, you know, they're seeing that this is actually being cooked here at school for them.
Well, that's great, John. I just want to ask, we've got 5 minutes, they went so fast. I'm not sure whether we will have time, but let's just go. The school investment package that was announced.
Oh, the school investment package, well, that's really exciting. I always had this worry that, you know, with the with the post
COVID
economics that is going to disappear.
Yeah.
So there are two things that are most important for us there. One of it is to go into enhancing our school heating.
Mm-hmm.
Our school infrastructure there is very aged in terms of you know, pipes under the ground and old boiler system. So we're looking at investing in putting heat pumps right through the school. And the second thing, which was something that I was really, really keen on, because I was when I first came up to Auckland, I just found the wet winter in Auckland after the crisp, lovely, dry winter in Christchurch. I just found the winter absolutely
four seasons
awful.
In one day.
The amount of rain. Well, yes. We want the rain now, but so much rain, we're getting covered walkways.
Yes.
Built so that students will be able to walk around the school under shelter instead of
that's a really good idea,
really drenched.
Because no student wants to carry an umbrella. I just don't know.
Well,
what that,
it's not very practical at school having an umbrella, but
plus
the reality is that at Papakura High it's very difficult to get around the school without getting absolutely drenched, and there are a lot of days in the wintertime when the rain is just absolutely torrential, and so these walkways, which I'm really happy about, will help students to get around a big part of the school without being totally soaked, and it means that they will stay dry and warm instead of ending up being drenched and then the next day coming to school wearing hoodies and goodness knows what, because their clothes are all wet.
Yeah.
So,
well, John, it's just been absolutely brilliant having you here. I just want to say thank you for your leadership.
It's been a great
in the
pleasure.
Last 5 years, the things that you've spoken about, you've implemented. It's not something that was there before.
We have a great team, Anahila.
It's a great team. It's the leader. It depends on the leader. Look at our country. We've got a great leader
yes,
and our
do.
Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, and we've just followed through and look at it now. Today, we have zero new cases and we've got everybody
Isn't
has recovered.
Awesome.
So I just want to say thank you on behalf of the Papakura community, that what you're doing at the Papakura High School is fantastic, and you have the students at heart, you know, heating, covered walkways, you know their financial needs of the parents, you provide an opportunity for them to pay $3 a week to pay for their devices, kura kai, something warm in winter, and I just want to give you this opportunity to talk about what do you do to keep well-being, for your own well-being, how do you keep well?
Well, it's just a mixture of kind of low key activities. I love walking around Auckland. I'm very fortunate. I live in part of the city which is particularly appealing and attractive. I live in the Ellerslie area, and there's lots of beautiful places to go. The Orake Lagoon walkway is my favourite weekend walk, and that always makes me feel really uplifted and refreshed when I've done that. I also have a little vegetable garden, and carrots and spinach and greens, and at the moment I'm providing veggies for all the elderly people in my lane where I live, and they love that, of course.
Oh, that's great.
And I love having a little bit of time on the weekend to work in my garden, and I find that really refreshing and uplifting and very wholesome. I've always had a veggie garden, and I just find that's a big, big contrast from all the stresses of being in the job at work.
That's good to know. I've always had a veggie garden, sometimes in my head and sometimes in the backyard, but it always makes me feel good when I see things grow. John, we've got a minute left. In the case that your students or your team is listening to the program, what would you like to say to them?
I'd just like to say how much I appreciate them all, what a great team they are. And the best thing is that no matter what idea I come up with, they don't say, "Are you crazy? That can't be done." No matter what it is, people will always be there to support, and that's something I deeply, deeply appreciate.
Oh, thank you, John. And that was Well With Anahila today. Today it is the 8th of June, and the Prime Minister at 3 o'clock is going to announce which level, alert level, we are going to be at. But I just want to take, this opportunity to thank John. He came from Christchurch. He chose to come to Papakura High School from Christchurch, and he has turned the school around. I have had feedback from all over Papakura that you've turned the school around, John. So thank you. Want to say thank you very much. Well, everyone, if you want to know what's happening at Papakura High School, just pop over to the school. And that was Well With Anahila today. Principal John Ross, the principal of Papakura High School. Have an awesome June. Ka kite anō. That's the Well With Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. I'll see you next time.